There's good news and bad news at the two-year anniversary of the Sichuan, China earthquake. Somali militants continue their purge against Christians, and an evangelist prepares to break ground in France. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Today marks the second anniversary of the Sichuan earthquake in China. Nearly 69,000 people died, 18,000 still missing. Many are still hurting. WorldServe Ministries' Brian Rushton says 1,500 Chinese believers helped with humanitarian efforts within days of the quake. That commitment made an incredible difference physically and spiritually.
The first year, 15,000 people came to Jesus Christ. The second year, we've seen another 10,000 people come to Jesus Christ. But that's only because we had people on the ground who are willing to go alongside and bring resources, but sit and talk to the people and hear their story and then share them the hope of Christ.
430 churches have been planted. Christians who are working in the region need prayer desperately.
They see so much pain still. There's a process of growing weary in that. Pray that they will not grow weary in ministering, because there's so much devastation in that, and that they would still be encouraged.
Next, the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab has murdered yet another Somali Christian. A primary school teacher and father of three, Yusuf Al-Nur, was gunned down when the militants took control of his hometown after a two-hour battle with a rival group. Somalia's president supports the death penalty for people leaving Islam. Rebel groups are killing several Christians every year. Pray for comfort for believers and for the spread of the gospel despite persecution. You're listening to Mission Network News. Can you tell what people group Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates is talking about?
It's a minority group that really is scattered around the world, and it's easy for us to overlook them because just to look at them, you wouldn't know that they speak a different language.
It's the deaf community that doesn't even have the whole Bible in sign form. Wycliffe Associates wants to change this.
With over 200 sign languages in the world, there's only one sign language in all of history, that's American Sign Language, that actually has the New Testament in video translation. So this is a daunting task.
Smith anticipates at least a decade of translation work. As a starting point, they've found a powerful ally.
The great news is that we're working with a partner that's very experienced in this area. They're called Deaf Opportunity Outreach International.
Currently, they're working on the construction of international headquarters in Nairobi, Kenya, and specific translation projects starting in Latin America. Wycliffe Associates now needs volunteers with job and life skills to enable translators to focus on the task ahead. Meanwhile, Biblica celebrates a milestone in their ministry to Asia with two new translations in the Philippines. Sumporn Silacolcarn, Vice President for Biblica Asia Pacific, says this replaces the out-of-date current one.
The Cebuano and the Tagalog is over two decades old, so this is a new contemporary translation, which is accurate, and they've been working for the last 18 years.
While translating, they focused on the clarity of the text, which means an easier-to-read Bible for nearly 100 million people.
So this is a major opportunity for us to distribute the Word of God in mother tongues of the Filipinos.
However, their journey isn't without its challenges, as they now have to figure out how to distribute the Bibles across the Philippines. Yet,
the churches there are growing, and therefore we see this as a great opportunity in spite of some obstacles there.
Help Biblica as they start another translation in the area. And the Luis Palau Association plans to bring an evangelistic festival to France for the very first time in May of 2011. In an historic display of Christian unity, 200 evangelical pastors recently gathered in Marseille to jumpstart preparations for the event. The festival will include extreme sports demonstrations, Christian music, community outreach, and open-air gospel presentations. Pray God will prepare the hearts of unbelievers, evangelists, and the French church for revival. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle. You'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Jesus. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.